Hundreds of people are missing after a landslide in the northeast of Afghanistan. That is according to a provincial government spokesman who've been speaking to the BBC. It is feared that an entire village has been wiped out. More than 350 victims have been found so far. The provincial police chief is Major General.
Now we can only help the displaced people.
There are dozens, perhaps 100 or so tents which have been put up today. They've arrived today. Some food has arrived, some blankets have arrived. Of families, women and children sitting on open hillsides where they spent the night. They didn't have much to eat or to drink. Two government ministers who I've spoken to, a series of government officials have been here, say that it's very unlikely that any of the bodies will be found. And indeed, by today, people have even given up digging for bodies. Yesterday they were digging, but they realised that it was hopeless.
I mean, earlier local officials were talking about 2,000 people feared dead. Is the figure really going to be that high?
I don't think, you know, we may ever have a total of the number of people. They're talking about 370 families. I think what we were hearing from the provincial governor yesterday, when this incident first happened, 370 houses destroyed, that's around 2,500 people, and I think that is probably the sort of death toll that we're talking about.
As of last night, David, the Afghan government hadn't asked for any international assistance. Has it changed its position, and if not, why not?
No, they're not asking for helicopters, they're not asking for major equipment because they think they've got it. They are getting support from international aid agencies, the World Food Programme here.
Now it seems nobody is better at confronting German Nazi history than the Germans themselves. At the moment, in Berlin, films from the Nazi era are being screened, but with a condition: there must be a lecture and debate before each screening. Steve Evans went along to watch his.
In a dark cinema projection room in Berlin, a black and white film is spinning just like it did 80 years ago. It is very well made and well acted.
Twenty years ago or so, people would have been more frightened to see these films in public.